Yo. Episode 53.
The episode that George thinks is our anniversary.
Yeah, anniversary two. Yeah.
Anniversary part two.
No, it's just pressure, season man. Two.
Season
hey.
Two.
Season two.
We got sneak this season two.
Hey. Volume two. Volume two.
Volume two.
Season sneak this season two merch coming soon.
Who's number? We haven't even had season one. Who's number 53?
I don't know.
I got a couple.
Patrick. No, no. Who's the Bowman? The other linebacker from
49ers. Yeah, he's got good. His leg broke that one year.
He would have been super dope.
Let's see. Artis Gilmore.
Artis Gilmore. Oh, I had his throwback. Right. I did have his throwback.
Daryl Dawkins.
Oh, that's a good one. Chocolate Thunder. Pause.
A redhead guy that played for New Mexico.
What, New Mexico University? He don't count.
Who else you got? I'm
Alex
surprised
Kirk.
I forgot about this one.
Alex Kirk from New Mexico. Redhead.
Don't know him.
Lawrence Taylor.
He wore 56, Taylor's 53? I think. He wore 56.
I got a picture of him wearing 53.
I mean, the Giants jersey?
Yeah.
Somebody said Gilmore?
Dang.
Yeah, he said Artis Gilmore. Said him. Anyways.
I mean, a lot of players who ended up with a famous number wore something else at some point. When you're a rookie, you get stuck with whatever, typically.
Artis so Taylor, even possible, 53?
But he wore 56, though.
He did wear 56 Giants, but maybe he wore 53 at one point.
Romanowski, good Lord.
Oh, yeah, Bill Romanowski. We got the homie Jay in the building again. Shanghai. Souls.
Say something.
What up?
It's just a little delay. We got we also
no,
got
I was because I was waiting for
well, you want the proper Greg introduction to or what?
To say my last name. I'll see if he's gonna
starring.
I know it. I know it. It's Jay Schwang.
That's close.
Schwing. What is it?
Schwing.
I think it's Schwang. Schwang?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Schwang.
How are you gonna have
a guest and not know his name?
Yeah.
It's not a guest anymore. You're family now. Like, I don't gotta know your name.
Hey, from now on I want a Asian hand up in the air.
Dang, how do we do that?
Well, the Asian hand.
Yellow
the,
one?
The Asian hand.
Asian fish.
Like the Simpsons
yo.
Hand.
That was not me. That was not me. That's normally me that says that kind of stuff. That was George. That wasn't me.
See how quick that came off the tongue too? He's just
he was
like,
racing.
Yeah, he was ready. It was loaded.
I was thinking about it for a couple seconds too. I'm fired.
Hell, we also got my oldest son in the building.
Oscar the intern
is here.
Wow, you guys got an intern now?
Say what up.
We do have an intern.
What up, bro?
What are you wearing?
Black toe ones.
Where'd you get them?
Sneaker con.
How much you pay for them?
$250.
Who bought them for you?
Greg.
Yeah.
That's all he's got for tonight. That's it, everybody. Oscar the intern.
He's asleep now.
What are we doing? Pickups. Jay, we'll let you go first. What you cop?
Hold up, Greg. I gotta ask you.
Sure.
Did buying a pair of shoes for someone else help with the itch?
Who'd you buy shoes for?
Itch?
Him.
Oh, that's Oscar. Right. Yeah,
no, it didn't.
Have
but
you wore his shoes?
No. But I am dying to buy some now. Like, almost, just shoes in general.
What,
I almost
of that or just something
just because. Going to SneakerCon, like, now there were some that me and Ryan saw, the camo Air Maxes and stuff. I would have had to buy those.
Yeah.
Because if they were our size, they were so affordable. I would have had no choice but to buy them. And that just would have been that. But, like, I am dying to buy a pair of shoes right now. Like,
So buying a pair for someone else didn't really
do anything. Buying those Yeezy socks made me want to buy a pair or two of shoes, and I don't know why. But Royals, I'm buying Royal ones no matter what. So I don't care what. I mean, I'm obviously trying to pay for retail, but, I mean, my wife, she already understands I'm buying those. And that doesn't go against my New Year's resolution because Jordan 1s are legendary, and that's fact.
Factoids.
Jay, what'd you pick up this week? Before we get to Ryan, because I think his list might be extensive.
Whoa. Let's see, pickups. I picked up a bunch of ones this week.
Yeah, you did. All over your IG.
I picked up UNC ones. I picked up the Family Forever ones.
Which ones is that?
The denim ones?
The denim ones, yeah, with like the three color laces.
Oh, yeah, those suck. But I would destroy them. I turned that denim into destroyed denim. What you got?
I picked up the Chicago ones.
Oh, okay.
The reverse shattered.
Don't you already have this stuff?
Are you buying only ones these days? What?
Yeah.
The IG is like only ones, and then now you're talking about like 10 ones.
And then, And then I picked up the Atmos Air Max.
Dang!
How much you
rich.
Pay?
How much you pay? US dollars. US dollars.
Yes. How much did I pay? I paid retail.
What? Oh,
let me know if you get tired of those.
Like sitting in a store or you knew somebody?
I know somebody.
Oh,
so that's different. Say, yeah, that's the
home. I mean, they obviously didn't sit in Japan. I know that, but China might be different, so.
No, they did not. No pairs of the Air. Actually, only the 2.0 sat. Everything else flew.
2.0s are still sitting out here.
Yeah, 2.0s are like constellation.
Well, they keep restocking too, which I don't buy restocks. It's probably just extra stock that didn't get
shipped. Yeah, those are like constellation prizes. Like,
but man, like the whole IG community is up in arms
about what?
The whole Air Max thing, man.
Yeah, they're up in arms with using our argument. I mean, we voted and we can't get one.
Biters.
Like, I know.
And I mean, man, there's a lot of people out there who are like, you know, I'm not trying to toot our own horns, but I see a lot of people using stuff that, like, arguments that we make on this podcast and stuff like that and acting like it's theirs.
Biters.
I don't care, but, you know, it is what it is.
George. Yeah, it's funny because, like, I was in a couple of conversations.
I only bought one thing, and the only reason I bought it was because I got that, what's the reserve thing? Nike Reserve?
Oh, motorsports.
Yeah, I just bought them just to see what they look like.
Was it motorsports?
Oh, they're terrible.
Credit card fraud.
They're terrible.
Wait, you bought motorsports for us?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They're terrible.
In person? Oh, you already got
bad.
Them?
They're bad. Yeah, they're bad.
They came yesterday or the day before.
I saw them. No, I didn't get them. I saw them when I went and signed up for raffles.
They're going back raffles. Immediately.
What's bad
worse
about
than, they're just worse than the True Blues? Worse than True Blue 3s?
On the same level.
I think True Blue 3s are... I mean, the leather on 3s in general tumbled, so it's a little bit better.
No, have you seen a True Blue 3 with the Nike on the back in person? They suck.
A million times.
But it's not leather, it's plastic.
Okay, well, the 4s are worse. All right, the 4s are made out of the stuff bags. This table ending is made out of. It was terrible.
Yeah, made out of Kia material.
Yo, Greg, you're so right, though. Like, those just came out too late. Like, if they dropped,
way
like, 5 years ago, like... It would have
been selling for $500 or something a couple
right.
of years ago.
Yeah. Facts. We've been wanting Royal Blue on Jordans forever. Like, I mean, when Yeezy 2s came out, you know how many rumors there was that when the All Reds dropped, that All Blue was going to come out? Like, Royal Blue has been desired forever. And then they finally come out with a Royal Blue 12, and it's awful looking. Like, the materials are trash.
Too.
And then it's like...
And now they're like $400.
What?
Those Royal Blue Suede 12s? Yeah, they're like $350,
$400. On what? Flight Club or something?
On wherever you want to go look.
Oh, not on eBay. That's impossible.
Man, some people ship shoes from like California to New York for like $25.
Yeah, to Florida is freaking expensive out here.
Yeah, it cost me $18. $18 to ship to Florida or New York on the East Coast.
Yeah, that's 18 is normal. People spending $25 are doing the wrong thing. Do Nike and Adidas take stuff back in the China stores the same way they do here? Same kind of thing?
No, man. It's like the return policy out here is really just people don't do it. Like just there's no culture for returns here. It's kind
of
weird.
Because of communism?
Yes.
No, there's no communism in Taiwan. There is in China, but there's no communism in Taiwan.
You're calling in from Taiwan today, so.
Because they just assume that if you waited in line and if you like put in the time to get it, then you must want the shoe. So they
don't even have a return policy.
Obviously, if you haven't worn them and stuff, but you only get like really store credit for it.
Oh,
dang.
Oscar the intern, you cop anything this week?
No, I didn't have the opportunity to.
Are you falling asleep?
No.
You buying Royal Ones this weekend, right?
Of course.
How much you give for allowance?
Well, his birthday was on Saturday, so yeah. I'm sure he... You could talk on the mic.
Yeah, my birthday.
Happy birthday. 18?
Thanks, bro. Yeah.
18. Dang, you didn't get thrown out of the house?
Oh, that's a big
you
one.
Pay rent now?
No.
Wait, so what did he get the other shoes for? Just because? Or good grades?
For interning.
Just for interning.
Dang, lit.
He get paid more than we do.
I'm going to be the intern, and he can be on the show now.
Yeah, I'll help manage your IG. I'll do that.
I know. He needs Oscar needs his own IG. He needs that Oscar the intern IG. All right, Ryan. So
pick up.
Let's go.
All right.
Oh, boy.
I picked up a couple Vans, low-key purchases.
Oh, those don't count.
Then I picked up...
So have you bought Vans then?
No.
Then I picked,
you said it don't count. So.
No, not for Ryan.
Yeah, not for me. Like $40, $30. Picked up Titty Low NMDs. And they are nice.
Wait a minute.
Titty Low.
All those white ones?
Yeah. And they are nice.
Are those the ones? Nice. Those are the kind of ones with like the jagged bottom.
Yeah, yeah, the blue like the trail bottom. The blue, blue trail bottom. Then I went from that and I picked up the White Mountain Engineering NMD Trail.
Did you get them from a man?
The red, white, and blue. No, I didn't. I actually got them on eBay for $190.
I wonder how much do they retail?
$220.
Oh, okay.
Plus tax.
What size does the Manor have?
I don't know.
I saw them on the.
He
IG.
Told me today after I told him I bought them that he had them. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, they look fire.
They're so they should be here like hopefully Friday. If they're here Friday, I might wear them to the thing on Sunday. Now my last pickup I have here with me, and you guys are gonna hate on it so much.
I didn't even know you brought
it
up.
I know I snuck it in because I didn't want you guys peeking because you guys are gonna hate, right? You guys are gonna hate on it. And the box stinks. It's kind of stinky. But
what the heck is this?
750s?
Season 4.
Season 4 what?
Snow boots.
Oh, no, they don't suck. What are
season
these?
Season 4 Yeezy Crep boots.
I mean, they don't suck.
They don't
you
suck.
You mean Rejuvenator boots?
These. they don't suck. They're just boots. Huh? I mean, how much you pay for them?
$100.
That's see, that's $100. Like, it's not. I mean, I don't know what you're gonna do.
The
with
person
these.
That bought them paid $645 plus $20 shipping from Yeezy Supply. Couldn't take them back and had no idea what to do with them. And so,
and these are brand new.
They're Yeezy brand new. $100.
Yeezy Supply out here charging $20 for sock shipping and won't take shit back.
Bruh, these are super heavy.
I mean, they're boots. Like, they're actual boots. Like, they're like we talk about Jordan 5. It's no heavier than a Jordan 5.
Are you even going to wear those Yeezy boots?
Yeah, I'm going to wear these.
But why? You don't even wear your regular Yeezys. Like, I still haven't seen any of your Yeezys yet.
I've worn my 950s.
950s. Oh, those boots, other boots?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you tell us you got all these Yeezys, but we've never seen them.
He wore those. You've seen them. I bought them.
How about you bought the one? But I've never seen your Oreos, Red Stripes, nothing.
I can't wear them.
Why not?
Because everybody wears them. I was like,
yeah, you're right.
I can't wear them Sunday because every single person will be in them.
Yeah, I thought about wearing a Yeezy this week, but no.
I was thinking about wearing bread Yeezys only because I didn't see anybody wearing bread Yeezys at SneakerCon.
The only Yeezy that you can wear.
I might wear these with my. Tans I and might wear rocks. These with my just Don shorts.
You wear those with hoop shorts. You will look like a homeless gay person. That's a fact, man.
You know he's coming in hoop shorts.
Yeah, but you can't wear boots that go up to your knees in basketball shorts.
But these are kind of fire for $100.
No, they don't suck. Like, I never thought those boots were terrible. I just wasn't paying that much money and losing your mind for them. What? They're just boots. But your jeans have to come over them, and they have to stop right there, and that's that. Like,
your jean goes in.
No, you put your jeans inside of them. You like you're in a flood. I don't.
Yo, please take a photo and put it on IG. I'm actually about to take a photo. So I can roast Ryan on his selection of shorts again.
Yes.
You already know Optimus Prime. What's the name?
Oh,
tucks his pants in.
That's Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. That's like Ryan's idol.
That's his. That's his fashion idol. So obviously gonna do the same thing.
So that's it. And I'm hoping to get Royals this weekend.
Yeah, we.
That's not the only thing.
Those don't even count. We'll talk about releases right
well,
now.
Well, it's not like getting Royals is easy either.
Royals
is insane.
Yeah, but the thing is with like Royals, like I'm prepared to pay the three. Like I'm not even.
You're talking about cause?
Yeah, double X's.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be. Yeah,
we didn't even say what we're doing today.
You get 100 Royals so, over cause.
Real quick, we doing. We got Jay in the building. We got Jay from in the building. Shanghai Souls. I'm sure everybody knows about him by now on IG. They hit him up all the time. We got Oscar the intern in the building.
What up?
Okay, that was energetic. And then we
way to pick up the energy, Oscar.
We'll be talking about Desert Showdown. Obviously, we'll be there this weekend. We'll talk about Yeezy Calabasas, NBA players sitting during regular season games. We'll talk about is there a chance that Kobe's and or LeBron's have longevity.
Why are you doing this right now?
Dang, they took our jobs.
We have longevity, popularity of retros as Jordans, whatever. And we'll talk about sneaker shop rules, and we're doing top 10 Kobe sneaker retros that we feel should retro. And we're just going
through. It doesn't even sound right.
I'm pumped about this
episode. You going to say that's a sneaker that
they
into?
What
you
say, Jay?
I'm pumped about this episode.
Yeah, I am too. I'm really ready to get started with
it. Fire, man.
I'm pumped about these Yeezy crep boots.
All right. Well, you could pump
these Yeezy Rejuvenator boots.
They actually look like crep. They look like crepes. That's what they look like. Them joints.
Crepes. Yeah, they're crepes, not crepes.
Anyways, releasing this week.
I'm about to defender spray the hell out of these.
What's coming out this week?
This week, Jordan 4 Cause, Nike Air More Uptempo Hoop Pack Reds, and obviously Royal Ones.
Dang,
so
he's ready since that laptop popped off. He got that laptop.
So
ready.
Obviously, we all want Jordan 4 call. Royal ones, we're all going to get. I'm not even, that's not even like a hesitation.
I mean, I don't, honestly, like with the nonsense, like, I don't even want the cause. I buy them for retail. Somebody's like, hey, you want these? I'm like, yeah, I'm not paying.
Stop it.
I'm not paying.
Because you know, retail on those joints are $350.
Four.
That's no,
a heavy price, man.
Did you sign up for the end raffle?
No, I don't sign up for raffles anymore.
The end, oh, well, okay, I understand we're not going to win. The end raffle retail is $500.
What?
Retail. $4.95 plus or ship or whatever.
Hey, you know what's funny? There was a lot of people talking junk about the cause for saying that they were trash when the picks came out.
Oh, that's cool.
And now that they're like almost impossible to get, I don't know anybody who still hates them.
You copying those simple?
What is that?
The Jordan 1 low with the you are?
Right, is it the blue?
Nah, the other one. The white
one.
Not the white one. No, fire. No. I like the blue one.
The AJ 1 low premium. Ice and black come out this week too.
Yeah, they're on eBay already for under retail. So
wait, which ones?
If you're looking,
the blue ones. He's talking about the blue ones.
These white
ones are fire too, though.
Real quick before we get to like an update from China from Jay, Desert Showdown this week Sunday. All three of us will be in the building.
Sunday.
Ryan, George, Greg, and Oscar the intern will be in the building. We'll be doing a show there. I think we're gonna talk about doing a specific type of you know, see what we want to do different for a show besides just interviewing people. We might actually do like a full episode and then do interviews with people.
I think y'all should do that.
Oscar the intern will be available for pictures.
He will. So if y'all want autographs and pictures from Oscar the intern, hit him up. He'll be in
the
building.
He's signing only Jordans and Ultra Boosts.
Yeah, that's it. Don't come to him with no NMD. If it's not an Ultra Boost, he ain't signing it.
By the way, I would not be living up to my name if I didn't report that also the Haven Ultra Boost comes out this weekend as well. You forgot about that.
Those kind of suck. Oh,
what are Haven
Ultra Boosts?
That's that blue.
In the building.
The black one.
The black, or the black one.
The black one. I sent you the pictures and you didn't like it. I mean, I don't love it either, but you've seen
it. It's not a crepe boot.
It is not. Obviously, it is not a dessert boot.
Obviously, Jay buys no boost. He only buys Jordan 1s.
No, that's not true, man. That is not true. Man. I just picked up what did I pick up? I got the 3.0s. I got the 2.0s. I'm still hunting for chalks, man.
Oh, really?
Still hunting for those.
Oh, I'll be forgetting I have them. I don't even know if I care for mine.
Stop it.
Anyways, real quick, like I said, Desert Showdown this weekend, April 2nd, Glendale Convention Center. Final Four weekend here in Phoenix, Arizona. Or the games are in Glendale, but, you know, we say Phoenix is Arizona.
Going.
Can't wait. It's going to be cracking. Everybody pull up. Come up to the table. We'll be in the building. Come look for us.
$10 an interview.
Yeah. Come sit with us. Like I said, check us out. I'm telling you, Desert Showdown is going to be cracking. Like, you find real deals at Desert Showdown. Like, it's
going to
be dope.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe so someone can buy my ticket.
Yeah.
Wait, come out next year.
Is Charles doing camp and get Yeezys for $2 or whatever he did?
I don't know. He hasn't said anything like that. I know last time he did BHC Fest, people camped out. They were doing super deals on, like, stuff, but he hasn't said anything like that, so probably not. But this one's going to be more cracking. Already more vendors than SneakerCon had.
How many vendors?
Over 100. Who's breathing? Where you at, Jay? Outside?
What?
Are you outside?
No.
Oh, it's like some air or some Yeezy FQ. Calabasas.
Fire.
Ryan, you got... Stop it.
Fire.
All right.
If I tried to cop...
It depends what you're referring to as fire. Obviously, the shoe is not fire.
We're talking about the shoe right now.
Fire.
The shoe is trash.
Fire.
Stop it.
Flames.
You don't own
not
the Reeboks.
Not a fan.
I own Reeboks.
It's not
even
a Reebok. It's not even a Reebok, though. Everyone keeps saying that. It's an Adidas shoe.
It does. Yes,
the Power Phase is a regular
We
Adidas.
Know this.
Okay. Well.
But it looks like the Reebok version. Like, it's not. That's what people equate it to. It's nothing to do with Reebok.
What I'm saying, though, is that Power Phase is just as old.
The shoe's been out forever. You're right. But it's utter nonsense. And them joints are going for anywhere from, like, what, $4 to $1,000?
Yeah, I saw prices on for, like, $900.
Fire. There's no way.
Fire.
Ryan, stop it. I don't even believe you.
So, okay, so if those go for $900, or maybe not go for $900, but certain people are paying $900, what are people going to pay for those freaking runners when they come out?
I'm telling you.
Because that's actually a fairly unique shoe.
I need that shoe.
I mean, you don't.
I need doubles of Yeezy runners.
You're not guessing?
Listeners, if you're listening, I have loved Yeezy runners since the pictures came out, and I need help.
No, yeah, no, grail, stop right there. No, 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 stop right there. You need help. That's what
I need help getting them.
No, the Caliban. I mean, I'm sorry. Those right there, sneakerheads have literally lost touch with
reality. I mean, I know you guys have talked about it, but is Kanye the greatest salesman of all time?
No, he doesn't even have to be the salesman.
James Jebbia is the greatest Michael
Jordan
salesman of all time.
Michael Jordan is the greatest salesman of all time.
Fine.
Who? James who?
Supreme creator and union and whatever
I don't
else.
Even think you gotta be a salesman. When you're them, when you're at that level of cool, you don't have to sell anything.
But that's being a salesman.
No, are you the greatest? Are you the greatest spokesman? Are you the coolest person on earth? Kanye is probably right now.
I think you're talking about two different categories.
Okay, fine. Kanye could sell anything on this planet right now. Anything. There's nothing he couldn't sell to
sneakerheads. Yeah, but not to like regular people. Yeah, but yeah,
to sneakerheads. Every single thing that he touches,
it might be
turns to gold.
It literally might be what equivalent of what Supreme is doing, just trolling to see what people will buy. I mean, why else would you want that shoe?
Because it's fire.
No. I'm saying why of all the choices and things he could just tell Adidas, I want to make another one of my own. Why would he want to do that?
Because like, they're fire.
No, he's trying to prove a point.
I think he's trolling. Seriously.
He's trying to prove a point.
He should have made a Yeezy Monarch when he was
I think
Nike.
I think he should have done something with the Campus or one of those because that was the first like non-Bushu that he wore.
He could have done that with anything else. Like it could have been a shell toe. It could have been anything. A Stan Smith. It could have been anything. I don't understand why he went that route, and I don't understand why you sneakerheads want it. There is no sense of reality whatsoever when it comes to Kanye West anymore. Just like Independence Days, when I bought those, the pictures of Kanye, it was at night when the picture of Kanye came out wearing Independence Air Max 90s. I had already bought them from the dude in, not Beverly Hills, I bought them from somebody else. Soon as that picture came out, I was so happy that I had bought them, and I paid retail. I had got him. As soon as that picture came out, He canceled my order.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, so I got on eBay quick and hurried up and bought from another person, hoping that they didn't see or even know that the pictures that came out. And luckily, I was able to get them. But that right there, he just wore them. He was just wearing them. That's all he has to do.
But do you think it's because people like Kanye? I don't even think that many people like Kanye anymore.
I don't think you have to like Kanye. What do you mean? Like,
well, part of the obviously the reseller thing is the biggest factor. There's no doubt about that. But there has to be a buyer too, or a reseller has nothing to sell. So obviously, all these little rich kids out there want to be like Kanye. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. Who else is paying $900 for that shoe? Who's paying $900 for anything?
I think that the name Yeezy has even separated itself from Kanye. The name Yeezy is cooler than Kanye himself is now.
I mean, it doesn't matter what he does. Like, he can, I mean, short of...
Well, we know he's a wacko, so yes.
Right. I it's starting to, like, frustrate me. Like, it's making me mad at the fact that people are acting like this. That stuff should sit. If there was a Kanye-endorsed sneaker that should have never sold out, it should be that one. Like, I don't care if it is limited. And that's the thing, too. People kept hitting us up. Oh, obviously you guys don't understand that they're going to be limited. No, duh. Like, we get it. But just because it's limited doesn't mean that everybody has to want it. Like, I'm talking about want versus, you know, need or limited or whatever. Like, you should say there's been plenty of limited stuff that's set on shelves. Undefeated releases a lot of limited, like, undefeated versions of stuff. And they sit. Like, they suck.
I want to know how people are wearing it. Are they wearing the exact same outfit that
I've
he
never
wore?
Seen anybody. I mean, I've never seen
well,
anybody.
Hopefully,
on
we will on Saturday or Sunday.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
I'm saying if someone is selling it for $900, there's someone buying it for $900.
Oh, yeah, no.
Somebody's
there. They'll
it.
Be on tables. They'll be on tables Sunday. Somebody have a few on tables. You don't think
it's crazy that people know him more for fashion now than for his music?
Yeah. I mean, I love his music, but when you can just walk out wearing nonsense, I can't stand seeing him like in pictures. I see like Kim Kardashian dressed up nice, looking good, and he's literally wearing the biggest hooded sweatshirt and track pants.
We've been
pants.
Talking about that for a long time.
Like,
though.
He looks like an actual psychopath.
He's a wacko.
He looks like he's wearing a potato sack on his
right.
On
and
his
it's
head.
Not, and it's not even funny anymore. It's not even cool. Like, it sucks. Like, it's not even funny. So, anyways, I don't know. I know one thing. I'm done.
I would wear the pants. I'm not paying. Some of the pants are going $800.
I wear the sweater, ridiculous. The pants. I wear the clothes. But that stuff right there looked like regular Adidas release stuff. It didn't look like anything special.
Stamped a C on it.
So, real quick, I know Jay's super big into basketball, and George is back in the building. Because we didn't even get to talk to you about, like, LeVar Ball. I was kind of interested in what you thought about. Actually, both of you, what you thought about LeVar Ball.
I've been sending. You know I stay sending you stuff on IG about that.
I mean, I've always hated his guts. So, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. Ryan hates him now more than ever, all of a sudden.
Yeah. Those interviews I watched.
How come, Ryan?
Because I watched interviews on First Take.
Oh, my God. You see that Stephen A. one? He just did one with Skip and...
It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Like, I just... I can't take it.
Well, now they're starting
I had to go home mad from work.
They're starting a reality show now, today. That's the newest.
Oh, my God.
I need some out. Big LeVar Baller Ball. Brand.
You need some what?
Big Baller Brand.
Oh, that's for Oscar the intern, by the way.
For his birthday. That's what he wants for his birthday. Big Baller Brand.
Weren't you the one who said that was like the most expensive
stuff? Yeah, me
stuff,
and Ryan was so looking at the garbage. Website. The freaking snapbacks were like $70.
Yeah, it looks like Big Black clothing from Robin Big.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
That's what it looks like. Yeah. I think I might still have a Big Black camo New Era somewhere. If I do, I'm going to wear it.
What is Big Baller Brand using? I doubt they're getting New Eras. That stuff looked like the tackiest clothing ever, dude.
Cheap trash.
Okay, they got that stuff from Tabo.
Yes. Sneakers, let's talk. Since we're talking about, you know, Ryan brought up Kobe. We said we're going to talk about Kobe today. Kobe's, Jordan's, LeBron's. We wanted to talk about, does a Kobe, LeBron's at all, any of them have any chance of having any longevity of like a retro, like a Jordan does? Any of them? Because we're talking about the last two greatest players of our era, I guess. Does Kobe's have that?
I don't think so.
I think, in my opinion, Kobe's more than LeBron.
I agree.
But I also
with Ryan on that.
But I also think it's a generational thing. I think people that were in their like 30s or their 60s, like George, when Michael Jordan was playing, was like, you know, we don't care about this kid in his sneakers. Like, so, I mean, I guess it's not to us. It's to the kids that are going to be our age in 15 years once these guys retire, and whether or not they want the shoes that they have when they were kids again. Because that's what keeps it alive for us.
I don't think any Kobe, I don't think they could retro Kobe's again. I think you could retro like a Kobe. You can't retro like
this. Well, you can retro certain things. You just can't make 500,000 units like you can with a Jordan 11.
Like, you can't even make, because when you think of a Jordan, are you talking about like Jordans from, let's go 1 to like 8, 9, 10 maybe? I don't know how long. Jordans only had about 3-4 colorways when they came out. Once LeBron's and Kobe's got to like what, the 3rd-4th pair, they had like 8-10 colorways. Think about the LeBron 9s and 10s and stuff, how many colorways of those, highs, lows.
I would imagine that when it gets to the point where those shoes start retroing, it will be very select in what retros.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's why the top 10 today, we wanted to do top 10 Kobe's we would like retro specific colorways, because most of the LeBrons and stuff like that, most of the LeBrons made their names based off of like colorways. Big Bangs.
Like a Easter Poison Dart Frog Kobe 7 probably won't come back out. The shark one.
No.
The shark one with like that looked like water on the toe box probably will never come back out. Like, you know, but the ones like the Concord ones and the
buy them for retail now. So
yeah, the Concord ones and the De La Soul ones, like if there was a 7 that was gonna retro, it'd probably be those. Like the ones that he wore in games.
Well, you know. See, that's the thing too. I don't think any Kobe or LeBron gets respect for like its OG colorways. I don't care about a Laker colorway.
Yeah, that's right. Those are like the most boring.
Like,
ones.
Those are the regular ones. Like, is there any Laker Kobe that you're like, oh, I need that one in the OG original Laker color? I can't think of one that I would, but you know, we'd want a Grinch 6.
Some of those are dope. I mean, we'll talk about the list. I have Del Sol's at home.
Yeah,
so
I have Del Sol's
4.
Del Sol's I always thought were sick. I thought all Del Sol's are sick. One on my list is one that he used to wear in games, and my number one is something that he used to wear in games.
I have some that he's worn in games, but I don't even think they released. They might have been like rare ones, but like I'm not looking for a Miami Heat version colorway of any LeBron or a Cavs colorway. You think of like a LeBron 8, I think of South Beach H. I think of Big Bang 9s. I don't think of like anything else. But there's like so many colorways, so many low tops. They don't have the longevity.
Well, that's LeBron 7 Cavs like blue orange. That's
Hardwood Classic.
Yeah, that one. That's
what is that? The Knicks one.
Yeah.
I mean,
But see, that didn't ever released to the public, did it? Was it like his birthday thing or something?
I mean, like I assume it released. It just probably doesn't have that many pairs.
I just don't think.
St. Vincent, St. Mary LeBron is the best colorway LeBrons.
Like, I think I'm just curious because it's like with Jordan, right? Like, at what point did, like, let's say 1 through 9 become lifestyle, like a lifestyle shoe? Like, do you think Kobe's or LeBron's have a chance to ever change over from an athletic shoe to like a lifestyle? I'm gonna rock it with joggers.
I feel, you know, like all Kobe's have. I don't know about LeBron's.
Well, they're all lows, so I mean, it helps, but
LeBron's did. I think South Beach H is when people started wearing LeBron's with like regular, considered it more like a lifestyle.
I think that will be the deciding factor in if they retro, is that if people can rock them casually, like all the time.
So, Ryan, yes, no?
Yeah.
You think they will? You think they could retro Kobe's, Jordan's, LeBron's like that?
I think you can retro certain Kobe's.
Just gonna bring out ones again.
If a Grinch came out, it would fly.
I don't know.
I think it would fly.
I don't think a Grinch
$700-$800.
Still?
Yeah.
I thought Grinches are like $400 now. I'm not talking about Fly Club.
I just went on StockX, a DS pair of Grinches. I mean, like $800.
Grinches. I got Grinches on my list, but I just think Grinches have kind of run their course. Like, you don't think so? We'd never see anybody wearing a Grinch. Like,
I mean, I have a pair. That's
you don't never wear them.
Once, well, like, I probably won't wear them.
Wear them on Sunday.
I might wear them Sunday.
You can. There's a lot of stuff that we could all wear on Sunday. There won't be a single pair in the building.
Like, I might wear my Grinches on Sunday.
I'm gonna wear a Kobe, and I guarantee I'll be the only person in there wearing it. Like, and that's a fact. Like, it doesn't matter because the building's gonna be full of Royal Ones and Yeezys.
That ugly EXT.
I'm not telling you what it is. I'm not telling you what I'm rocking, but I'm definitely rocking something.
I told you. I'm already wearing Shoenator boots with my basketball shorts.
Yeah, you wear your Shoenator boots.
Spray them up.
Anyway, so we got Jay in the building. We need that update.
Cause for, so I actually went to the store and they had like a floor model. So that's that picture that you see on IG.
You need to stop doing that too.
Say what?
You need to stop posting pictures like that because I know you get hit up all the time.
Yeah, I just decline it. I just delete those comments. Yeah.
You're a jerk.
I mean, in the post, I was like, this is like, a lot of people were just messaging me like, yo, are those sitting out there? And I just think that's funny. I just find it funny. Like, for a shoe that's selling for $3,000 on eBay. Like, some are even going for as like $5,000. Some people hit me up and like, yo, are those sitting?
Yeah, but weren't those, I mean, not the same level, but weren't those, what was the year? What was the Chinese New Year this year? Like,
yeah,
what was the animal?
The
no, I know, but what was the animal?
Oh, the year of the horse? Oh, okay, no, so the rooster.
All right, so those rooster. Jordan 12s were the roosters, and they were going for $500 on eBay, and you said no one out there cared.
Yeah, because that was like a Asia only, and so people that have them here, right, they're just like, if it's not in demand, they don't want them.
Got it.
Yeah. I actually saw the, I took a photo of it too, is the all red suede Jordan 1s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I sent Greg and Ryan the link to those under retail, and they said they didn't want them.
Nah. What did you buy? Why you didn't buy those, Jay?
Those were only GS.
They didn't have okay. Sizes. You buying those, though?
I like the gray ones. I can't wear the blue and all red, man. I don't wear shoes like that.
Yeah, I think...
too many Bloods and Crips where you live, huh?
I think the grays I might cop. Maybe.
Yeah, I like the grays. I think the grays are pretty clean.
But I think I want to buy the grays just to, like I said, get a Sharpie and just draw random stuff on it. Like, I don't even...
Why don't you get like a customizer to go customize them?
Yeah, because I got to pay them, and I don't want to do that. So I'm just probably print some stencils off, like, you know, the internet and make some nonsense. So tell us about that cause release. I know you put that picture up.
Oh, my God. I didn't put the video up. I should have put the video up. They had. So we went there. It was, you had to have a VIP membership at the Jordan store in order to even be eligible for a raffle ticket. And the VIP is, you have to spend $250 in store to make you eligible for a VIP card. So me and my homie, we just went in on some shoes and some clothes. And then, so we got the VIP card and they said that we're starting the lineup at 6:00, but we're going to stop the line at 6:23, and I guess like 23 is I know you're dying right now.
Wait. So the 250 is annually, or just on the day of the release, or
you have to spend 250
to get a card.
You have to spend 250 to get a VIP, right? And then that lets you have the card for a whole year.
Oh, okay.
And then,
so yeah, annually, gotcha.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. To renew it, you got to spend another 250, right? So, and I guess 250 isn't that much. I mean, if you think about a pair of shoes, they're like $180 already. So at 6 o'clock, we lined up, and it was funny. So imagine like a square, right? Like the building is like the base is a square, and I was standing on one side, and I was walking, and I walked all the way around. I had to loop the building 2 times.
Oh yeah, no, you should have went home.
I should have went home. There were 900 people.
How many pairs do they have, or guesstimate?
40. Read the Instagram.
They had 40 pairs.
Boing! I don't have Instagram.
So what did you stay for?
I just wanted this. It wasn't first come, first serve, right? So it's like, it doesn't matter if you were 899, you could have.
Oh, see, that's what I was trying to say to you when you had sent that picture. I was like, why the heck would anybody stay?
You got almost a 5% chance to win that.
F that.
Like, if it was 300 and there were like 40 pairs, you know, that's kind of worth it.
A little bit better than 10%.
Better than 900.
Dang, got him with the stats.
Boing!
So anyway, that it didn't make any sense because they didn't limit what time you could start lining up, which defeated the whole purpose in my eyes. So the line was 900 people. We waited. We pulled the ticket. We were 399. 9 o'clock. They called everyone back into like this courtyard area, and then they just started reading off numbers.
Wait. So you said you were about 400 in line. There was 500 more people behind you, and you had to go around the building twice?
Yep.
Good God.
I would have George.
Did
the 900th person have to go around the building?
Twice as many.
All right.
If it was first, if it
we're
was
solving math.
Was like first,
Oscar, you're learning shit, see?
First come, word first serve, right? Like, and there was 900 people, obviously I would have left, right? But then if it's all random, I mean, you got to stay till the end.
Statistically speaking, I would already have counted. Like, there's no way. It's not even worth my time.
I don't think the odds is the issue to you. It's the fact that you had to wait. Because you do chic raffles, I guarantee you there's 900 people trying, more than 900 people trying to get
pairs. Yeah, but see, the
pairs.
Difference between that
is you're doing it on a computer. That's
like,
what I'm saying.
I'll
you don't
do
have to wait.
Anything on my computer.
Yeah.
That's different. And I won't do anything standing outside like that. Like, not that many people. Like, there was the time that we had ruined it for, like, Nike Scottsdale was standing outside for freaking DB4s. And
nah, you can't ask for stuff after that. I mean,
one I camped out for at Nike Scottsdale was replica 2012 cement fours, and it rained and it stormed. And I was out there for you. I wasn't out there for myself. It was awful out there. Like
Then I told you I got one on East Bay, and I think you tried to get it for yourself after that.
It was something, but it was one of the worst experiences of my life. So if I went out there even for that, I couldn't. I would have to. Do the math. I was like, there's no way. Can't do it because you would have had to calculate the amount of people out there, the amount of pairs they got, and the amount of pairs that might actually be your size. That's way too much. All
right. Right.
I'd be out of there. So yeah.
So anyway, that was the cause hype. That's how I spent one day of my spring break.
Yeah, I ain't with that. There's absolutely no way.
Do you know anyone who got a pair, or are you just like only people you know where you're at is the friends you went with?
Yeah, I mean, that was it. And then I saw some crazy high school girl start crying when her number got called.
That really happened?
Yeah.
You didn't see any, like, do people out there fight or anything like that?
No, it was...
No, they do karate. The too.
They all know how to protect themselves, so no one fights.
So like that's
simple. Just got done earlier saying how he wasn't racist, and look at him.
Yeah,
couldn't wait.
Yeah, man, y'all just called me on here to just get out all your Asian jokes.
Hey, if you lob them softballs up like that, you know.
I know. Yeah. Anyways,
I mean, it was it made the newspaper and everything. Literally, like almost 1,000 people. That's
I didn't
crazy.
Expect this cause for release to be this hectic. I just didn't think.
Oh, so he's in. So he was in, I don't know if he's there anymore, but he was in Shanghai. So he opened his art gallery. And
oh,
so
yeah,
he
yeah,
opened his
that.
Art gallery, and then he did the release the same week. You guys didn't mention it in the releases, but I know those kind of gray tan Ultra Boosts are out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with the wood in the back?
They released it on
yeah,
last
yeah,
week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
the kind of like
tan suede. Yeah, those came out. Those came out last week.
The black ones and the gray ones. I don't know if I care about Ultra Boost anymore.
All right.
Yeah. Like, they all the same. It's not. I need patterns. Like, give me like a beluga pattern.
The 3.0 is a pattern.
That pattern is trash.
No, 3.0s are better than 2.0s. No,
because the problem with a shoe when you're saying they're triple blacks and they're not all black, and then the maroons, they're not burgundy. They got white streaks all over them.
Like, it's a pattern. You just said you wanted a pattern.
Why make can't it your mind. No. I'm It'll saying match your shirt. Why can't there be like anything like a zebra pattern? Can we make a zebra pattern Ultra Boost? There's no pattern Ultra Boost besides
floral.
Floral.
What about the Oreo
3.0s? I mean, Oreos, I guess they count, but they messed up Oreo. I would wear a floral. Come on, a floral Ultra Boost would be fire. Come on, that'd be fire. Like a Janoski floral.
Hey Wex, if you listening,
that'd be fire. Like I'm all
you get customized. You get a white pair.
You guys hated 2.0s.
maybe they'll put them on Mi Adidas.
You guys hated those 2.0s that had the little
I don't hate all of them. I like the royal blue one. I just don't love that olive one.
You hate the one that I got, the color Ultra Boost from last, the 2.0, and that has patterns and polka dots.
That one is tacky. All right, that one is full of like
it looks like Buzz Lightyear.
No, that one.
Okay, so. I guess I don't understand what the point you're trying to make. Like, you don't care about buying a bunch of different colors of the same shoe.
Yeah, that's what I don't care about.
But it's not going to stop you from buying the next Boost in the future.
No. Like, I just don't care for
3.0s. He's not a 3.0 guy.
Like, Lance Mountains, what are them joints called?
Yeah.
Those is fire. All right? They're different.
Are you talking about
the mountain ones you just bought?
Oh, white mountain.
By the way, don't lace those up super tight because I seen a dude wearing a Vegas super lace, and I was like, oh my god,
who is Lance Mountain?
Shoe I've ever seen.
Lance Mountain's the Jordans.
The SB.
SB.
Yeah, those suck. Skateboard. You got them, Jay?
What?
Lance Mountain Jordan ones.
I'm hunting for. I'm waiting on the price, man, because I can't go 500 on those. I seen them for like 400.
Price is going up.
I like them.
I think I sold. I like two pairs for 500.
Nah, I like the black ones though.
What's the
price? I can't rock the white ones. I like the black ones.
No, the white ones.
Dang.
Trash.
George screwed us over on those. He got them from his mans for $250 a pop and didn't even tell nobody.
No, Greg wanted them, but the dude told me I could only get one of each.
Yeah,
he said he only got one size run. So,
NBA players sitting.
I got a good angle on this conversation, by the way, just from being in Vegas, but go ahead.
So, real quick, NBA players sitting right now. Seems to be a big deal in the NBA. We have players like, you know, LeBron, Curry. All of them sitting out, just taking regular games off. Either whether it's a coach's decision or their decision, just not playing. And, like, during big game matchups. We're talking, like, ABC primetime games, TNT games, things like that. Karl Malone, OG. Talked about OG
jerseys. Karl Malone's been sitting for a while.
Yes, but he's talking about – he's basically saying, like, nobody should be sitting. Like, they're basically soft. And then Patrick Beverley today, already last night on the Rockets, was like, it's a disgrace to the game. There's people trying hard to get in the league, and you just sitting there taking breaks or whatever. How do y'all feel about that?
I mean, like, this isn't any different than what the NFL's been doing for...
Yeah, but that's 16 games of people tackling and crashing into each other.
Oh, yeah, 16 games as opposed to 82 games. I mean, it's like, you know, baseball players take days off. I mean, I don't have any... If you have your spot secured and... If you're, you know, feel like you feel comfortable where you're at and you're not going to improve at all and you're
what?
I mean, like, in your, like, seating. Like, if you feel like
you're the playoffs.
Yeah, if you've locked it up and, like, you're ready for the playoffs, then.
I thought you were talking about in life. No. Like, if you're like, I'm comfortable with this.
No,
like. I'm on the team. Oh, I made,
like,
the squad.
Why not? I mean, like, you know, those guys are. LeBron's getting older. I guess, you know, Curry's had injury problems in the past. Curry got hurt, like, in the last 5 or 10 games a couple seasons ago and was out the first two rounds of the playoffs.
Season, it was last season, I remember.
You know, so I mean, I guess from a certain standpoint, it makes sense if you have guys that are getting older or guys that have injury problems and you already have your spot locked up. And I mean.
But I'm talking to you, Ryan, who is the biggest Charles Barkley fan ever. We're talking about an era where we didn't have that.
No, we didn't.
Like, if you weren't hurt, you didn't play. That doesn't bother you.
I mean, I've come to terms with the fact that that basketball is and never will be what it was in the 80s and 90s. Like, it's not – this is different. Like, it's not – this isn't the basketball we grew up watching. This isn't a competitive game where people go out every night and want to, like, not only beat each other, but they want to beat each other down. Like, people in the 80s and 90s truly didn't like each other. They went out every night, and they tried to win games, and they tried to, like – they try to hurt people doing it. I mean, there was, like the bad boys,
right.
Pistons. I mean, like there, it'll never be that way again. It honestly will probably never be that way again. So, I mean, it is what it is now. It's a bunch of guys who, I mean, we've seen LeBron be carried off the floor in an NBA Finals game because he had cramps. Like, I mean, like, you know, I mean, it's like.
You see him the other day when he got that elbow from David Lee?
And that was he looked like. I thought he was going to die. I thought he was paralyzed. All right.
I mean, Kobe was the last one. Kobe was the last.
The very last one.
He was the last one. Like, that's why, like, somebody in another group chat I'm in today said, who's going to be the next Jordan? Nobody. There never will be. In this era, like. Unless something drastically changes, like people want to team Lonzo up and play Ball. Together. Lonzo yeah, Ball, yeah.
Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo. Oh my God.
It'll be the next, not Michael Jordan. It was a shitty Jordan.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. Yes, he's going to be in Fantastic Four.
What was Michael Jordan's son's name?
Jeffrey.
He'll be the next Jeffrey Jordan.
What's the other one? Marcus?
Marcus Jordan.
Yeah. Marcus.
Which one owns Trophy Room?
Marcus.
Jeffrey's the older one, but he's like the short one who wasn't very good.
Nerds. You know how bad that has to be his. I mean, I'll tell you. Well, Lonzo Ball, not bad to be financially. Son? You know how hard that has to be, especially if you like basketball? Jesus.
Well, the thing that I don't understand is he led UCF in scoring as a junior and then quit his senior year. Like, why would you quit?
Too much pressure, man.
Because he wore those Jordans and blew that Adidas deal for him.
He, what do you feel about it, Jay? Since you hoop regularly. You and Ryan are the only ones that hoop here regularly.
Yeah, I still hoop. But it's hard, though, because, like, LeBron the other day, like, he was saying, he's like, oh, it's not my decision, it's the coach's decision. Like, what do you do in that situation? Anyways. Like, if your coach comes to you and says, hey, you're not going to play today.
You can still play. It's not like that's utter nonsense. Like, I don't believe stuff like that. Like, I don't care. The coach tells me I'm not playing today, I can get in the game and play LeBron James and do whatever I feel like. Any player could. It doesn't even matter.
Right. Like, as a professional, I'm kind of like whatever about it. But, like, as a fan, you got to be upset. Right? Can you imagine if you were at that Spurs
I'd be so heated
Golden
at that
State game?
Every single Warriors player sat. It was, I mean, angry. I was furious. I couldn't wait to watch that game. It was a Saturday primetime game. I couldn't wait to watch that.
There was no Kawhi because he was out with injury. There was no LaMarcus because he was out with that heart issue.
Yep.
And then
no Curry.
No Curry. No Durant. No Klay. No Draymond.
No Tristan.
I mean,
no, yeah, none of them.
Oh my God.
I have a feeling if KD was healthy, that team wouldn't be sitting guys out as much because they would. The record would be much better, and they would have a chance to break something or whatever.
I mean, Spurs are number one in the West right now, so it just doesn't
Golden
even
State
matter.
Went like that when KD got hurt.
They did. I don't even think they ruined their team just to get him. But no, I'm not with it. I mean, we're talking about, like Ryan said, we have no Kobe's, we have no Jordans, we have none of that. Like
what about Russ? I think Russ is that cut in that mold.
Oh yeah,
he's just
is.
Like, I take no plays off.
Harden today said that the MVP voting should matter about players, like, you know, people who are sitting, they shouldn't be even count as far as being qualified to win the MVP, and he's right. James Harden and Russell Westbrook played every single game this season. And Harden has only missed, like, one practice the entire year. Like, that's crazy. Like, I don't like it. I don't appreciate it as a fan. And I know we probably sound like old men. Well, Ryan is fine with it. I don't know how you feel, George.
I think it's terrible from a fan's perspective if you have tickets to the game.
I agree.
The organization probably should offer something up in that case. As far as, like, TV goes, you know, I don't know. I'm not in the player's shoes, so I have no idea what it feels like to play 82 games and then play the playoffs too. So, I mean, for me, it's tough to say, like, oh, absolutely, you're
yeah, but
a piece of shit, you know what I mean?
You talk about the era we grew up watching basketball. I never even heard of that, a player resting, back when we were, like, into it like that. Yeah. I never heard of that. I never heard of it. So it just kind of sounds crazy
It seems like in all sports, with the, like, athleticism increasing, people taking more supplements, like, people are more – yeah, I mean, if I was going to the game – like, if I was going to a Cavs game and LeBron sat – I'd be furious.
I don't college basketball.
Yeah.
Awful.
But you know what's scary? So Adam Silver, he like came out and said, like, yeah, we got to do something about it. But
he appeases the fans. I don't even believe him.
But you got to think, though, like, it's got to hurt. It's got to hurt sales. Like, can you imagine, like, if we're all going to sit and go on StubHub and be like, oh, we're going to go catch a game. We're like,
yeah, of course.
But what if they sit?
Obviously, like
that you would have never thought that before, right?
But obviously, now they just need to put that stuff out ahead of time. I don't care. You put the schedule out. You say, hey, LeBron, you know what? Pick a game. Pick the games you're going to sit. And fans can see the schedule and say, you know, I'm not going to that game. That would be the best thing to do. Like, give me the option to not go to that game. Don't give me the option to travel to go watch LeBron play and he's sitting down. So, I don't know. They could figure something out. I don't care what Adam Silver says. He does nothing. He doesn't even exist to me. He's just like a mascot now. Like, even at least people hated David Stern. They like Adam Silver because of what he did back with the Clippers when he got rid of racist owner,
Sterling.
Man. Yeah, but
Sterling.
No one cares about Adam Silver, man. Like, he looks like Tony Dungy. Like, I don't care about him.
He looks like...
Man, I should get Adam Silver to come out of this pod and talk to you three.
With the alien in his head.
You know Adam Silver?
No, I'm saying I should get him to talk to you three.
Oh, tell him to come through.
There was a high point in the NBA this week for Suns fans. Devin Booker scored 70 points.
That sucked.
Terrible.
He was on my fantasy.
And then he owned Jay lost. Crowder on.
They lost.
Wait a minute.
Instagram.
Whoa, you play fantasy basketball?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Right. It's too much work for me because you got to do sucks. Update it every week. Every
they
day.
Play too much.
Yeah.
You could set up a league where it's just a weekly setup like football.
Nah. Yeah, but you still got to change the lineup every night, though, is what I'm saying.
No. So you don't.
Oh,
you
just set one lineup? Oh,
you set
right.
it for the week.
Devin Booker scoring 70 points means nothing to me.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
They lost?
Yeah. And you know why? Because when people sent me the picture, they sent me a picture of Devin Booker wearing the headset talking after the game as if they won.
Yeah,
I thought they won. I said, what are they talking to him about? Like,
it couldn't have been any better. He scored 70 points, showed he's a premier player in the NBA, and we lost, which means that we get a better lottery pick.
What'd you say, Oscar the intern?
It makes us look horrible.
It does.
Suck.
You see how happy they were on the bench? He was scoring and they were down by like 13?
That's cool.
That's corny.
Did you see that they
lighted up like
that? Are the new era.
They're playing corny. To lose. They need to lose. We need that pick. We need ball, you know?
Yeah, okay.
The Suns have their first round pick no matter what, or is it protected?
I don't know.
Because I know like the Lakers, if get a top three pick, they lose it.
We'll be in the top five, probably. Yep.
We'll end up.
So they have no issues. They get the pick regardless.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I know, Greg. I know it killed you when he drew the 70 on the sheet of paper like Wilt did.
That was so corny. And then all of them taking pictures like that. And I'm sick of, you know, I don't understand why they got to take pictures like that surrounding him with their shirts off with like the number 70. Like, they're happy. Like, and Jay Crowder posted on that picture, I've never seen people so happy to lose. They actually
and
lost
then Devin
the
Booker
game.
Said, you can't guard me. He deleted his comment.
Wait, wait.
And then Crowder deleted his comment.
If he scores 70, how many to give up? Because they probably, what'd they give up that game? 130 or something?
It was something like that.
Yeah, they gave up 130.
We've said on this podcast, I've said it, Devin Booker is going to be a top 10 player in the NBA.
Yeah. Of all time?
That. I'm talking
of all
about
time?
This. No.
Of all time? He's not going to be all time? But homie in Milwaukee.
He has
to
the
be.
Opportunity to be.
But Devin Booker does not.
We said that. We said that
but
when
Booker
was like.
Actually, no,
you can see it when Booker
everybody,
was a rookie,
everybody has the opportunity to be. I think.
PJ Tucker.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, whatever.
PJ Tucker.
He has a better chance. PJ Tucker is what?
Top 10 player of all time.
He's not even top 10 player in the country he's in. Like, he's not even top 10 on his team.
Well, does he have the potential?
The team has what, 16 players? He's not even
potential?
Top 10 on his team.
Is he have potential?
No, because he's about 7 years into the league. He's done. He's cooked. All right.
He might be more than that.
He has the potential to own sneaker shops across the nation if he wants. But PJ Tucker, yeah, he's like, what, 8 years in the league now? He doesn't count. Devin Booker has potential. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he can get in there.
You almost got that one. Well, hold on a second. Let me go back to that what you were just talking about Guy City, because I was in Vegas over the weekend and there were two games.
That would suck.
There were two games specifically. The Cavs game, it was reported by a reporter who supposedly was in the locker room doing an interview with a coach or something like that, that LeBron was out. The line was Cavs. Originally, the Cavs were favored. Then when they said LeBron was out, and I think this was Washington with the Wizards at the Cavs, the line went to Wizards -2.5, which meant the Wizards are favored. They then announced that the information that came out was wrong and LeBron was playing, and it immediately flipped 8 points to Cavs -5.5. That, and then two nights ago or last night, the same exact thing happened where the reporter about Kawhi said Kawhi was out and the whole Vegas thing swapped again. So, I mean, that's obviously Vegas is not as big of a deal as just the league in general, but it's another angle on that situation. Like, you got to be kidding me for a line to move 8 points based on bad information that a reporter is talking about. You
yeah,
know
that's
mean?
Crazy. So, yeah, I don't list? Know. Yeah, I think
we got
it's a
four
good list.
Lists. Remember, it's going to take a little bit longer.
It's going to take a while.
Four lists?
There's four of us.
Four of us.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Let's
here we go again with that racism.
I forgot about that. What? Where are we going?
Guest goes first.
Yeah, you go first, Jay. I got no honorable mentions.
Right, no honorable right. mentions for me either. I just
I got two honor. I got two honorable mentions real quick. All right, the Kobe 6 Imperial Purples.
Oh, those suck.
I don't even know what those
with
are.
The yellow swoosh?
Yep.
Nah.
I like them.
You don't need those.
Because I'm a fan of the Kobe 6, man. I like the Kobe 6
I think
it's
one of the most overrated sneakers.
Next, I got the Kobe 8 Elite Black and Gold.
Should be on your top 10.
That's useful.
Oh, that's because, yeah, those are fire.
Those things are, you can't find them. There's, like,
there's
most
pairs
rarest
on eBay.
Kobe.
I've watched a bunch
Not
of pairs
in my
on eBay.
Size.
And I just, in my size, I've watched a few pairs, but they get to a price where I'm like, ah, I don't want to pay that. I don't want to pay, like, $175. I don't. I try to, especially when you watch an item and it's at like $57. Yeah, yeah. I've seen them low for good prices a few times. Honorable mentions, George? Yes, no?
Yeah, I think
none?
I have three.
Because I have none. What do you got?
Let's see, real quick. Three. Kobe 4, Carpe Diem. Mm. Kobe 5, Dark Knight. And then one that didn't release. I had to put one on here that didn't release. The Kobe 5, because it's super dope. Kobe 5, the Throw It Down, the Shannon Brown one. The one he wore in the dunk contest.
The Throw It Down, Shannon Brown.
Oh, wasn't that one like translucent, like some colors or that's, something?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of looks like
oh,
it,
yeah,
silver.
Yeah. I
and
forgot about
bluish.
That one.
Yeah,
that one was all right. I got none. So I have any. Ryan, you got any honorable mentions?
No.
Jay, what's your 10 through 6?
Yep, 10.
Oh, real quick. We're doing Kobe's that we would like to see retroed by colorway.
Kobe that you would buy if it came out.
Yeah,
right?
That we'd buy if it came out. That's a good way to put it. What you got?
All right, number 10. I do have this pair, and it's one of the newer Kobes. It's the Kobe 11 4KB. I really like that pair. I think it's super clean. The Flyknit with the multicolor.
Oh, yeah, those are.
Is that the one you bought?
No. You're talking about the... And I had the one ID'd. I think you're talking about the one that's like got the gum bottom?
No. It's all white. Midsole white. Flyknit is white. And across the middle of the shoe, it's like... Multicolor Flyknit.
Huh. Oh, Kobe all those 11. Easter ones?
No. Those aren't Easter.
They were Easter.
They're called 4KB. I don't know if they were the Easter ones or not.
Nah, Jay.
Those are Easter.
Those are Easter ones. Yeah, those right there. Those are Easter ones.
Oh, yeah, nope.
Nah. What else you got, Jay?
I got...
Number 9.
Number 9, Kobe 8 Shanghai Fireworks.
You would. let me see. Kobe 8 Shanghai Fireworks. Let me see. Oh, Sparks. Those are called Shanghai Fireworks?
Wait, isn't this... Yeah. What's her name's P.E.?
I thought that was like Maya Moore's or something.
Nah, not her. The one that we always talk about.
Oh.
So were these in Asia exclusive? Because I remember...
I don't know.
I was at the...
You got these,
I
right?
was at...
No.
I'm pretty sure it was
at the Nike store
here.
When those came out.
Oh, really? Because they didn't come out here, I don't think.
Yeah, I was at the Nike store when they came out, and they flew. Those things flew. Like I said, I remember last time I said Kobe stuff flies out here.
Yeah, I believe that. Number, what you got?
Number,
seven?
Number,
I got these on my list, though.
Eight.
I thought they were called Sparks, though.
Number 8, I got the Kobe 7 Elite Home Colorway, kind of like the Concords.
Kobe 7. No, I ain't got no Kobe 7s on my list.
Kobe 7. Oh, yeah. I don't think Kobe 7s were bad. They just...
I'm not a fan of Kobe 7s, but I just thought that this colorway was super clean.
I
just like the way it
sole,
looks.
I hated the sole on them. Like, oh, wait a minute. Kobe 7s? Oh, no, those are awful.
Yeah, those suck.
I'm thinking of like Kobe 10s or something like that with that like inner booty sock. Nah.
This one doesn't have it, though.
Yeah, but that shoe was so uncomfortable. Do you have any 7s?
I don't.
I was trying to say, man, those are the hardest shoes to wear. I think Ryan might be the only one in here who has a pair of 7s.
I think I have 5 pairs.
Yeesh. What else you got?
6. I got the Kobe 4 Carpe Diem.
Had an honorable mentions.
Not even nowhere on my list.
What's the prize?
So that was your 10 through 6?
Simple.
Yep.
What you got, Simple?
Number 10. The What the Kobe 8.
Oh, it's all right. It doesn't suck.
Number 9.
Probably one of the better What the's.
All-Star Kobe.
Don't say it.
3.
All-Star Kobe 3.
That to be on there.
Yes. Oh, was that like the
one with the Spider-Man web? This red and gold.
All-Star Kobe 3. Oh, yeah, those suck.
Number 8.
Why do you like Kobe 3 so much?
I really like Kobe 3.
Kobe 3s are one of the worst shoes of all time.
No, it's not.
It doesn't make any sense.
I really like Kobe 3s.
I like Kobe 3s, too.
I bet they're good to hoop in. I like
Kobe 3s, too.
And then number 8, Kobe 6 Chaos.
Jokers. I didn't like them.
Number 7,
I have
the Kobe 4 Martin Luther Kings that I showed you earlier.
Those are fire.
Did and
those actually release?
Kobe 7?
I don't think so. Kobe 4?
No, Kobe Martin 4. Martin Luther
Kings 4.
Yeah.
And then number 6, or wait, no. Yeah, number 6, the Kobe Chaos 5. Yeah, that he wore on Christmas Day.
Yeah, those are all right.
I wore those on Kobe Day.
That right there?
Yeah, he's talking about that.
They suck.
I thought you were talking about Martin Luther King 5s.
I don't know what that one looks like.
Oh, yeah, Chaos 5s are tight. I had those too.
Kobe 4 is probably my favorite Kobe. So
the Chaos 5s were a Christmas shoe?
Yeah, he wore those on Christmas
Day. I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's all yours?
That's top, bottom 6.
George, what you got?
Bottom 5.
Let's see here. Number 10, the Kobe 8 KL, the pink one. I think it's better than the 6.
Oh, shit, that was dope.
No, that was whack.
Okay.
What you got?
Number 9.
I'm hating on everybody's list.
Mamba Curiel should have been a honorable mention.
Mamba Curiels?
We all died. We all wanted those.
Yeah, so we got rid of those. We paid over retail for them.
You paid over retail.
I still have a pair I got for retail.
No way.
Number 9, Kobe 5, Bruce Lee's.
Dang, that's a good one, but it should be higher than 5. Number 8.
You guys are going to hate my top 5.
Number 8, Kobe 8 Elite Black and Gold. I think Jay had it on his honorable mention.
Yep, that's on mine.
Number 7, Kobe 5 All-Star. And number 6, Kobe 4 All-Star.
I knew he was going to have all
Kobe 4 All-Stars? Dang, I didn't think you liked those shoes.
Yeah, right. Mine, number 10, I got the Kobe 9 Elite HTM multicolors. I think those are fire. Number 9, got Kobe 6 Barcelona pack, mango, and the blue. I think it should come in a pack, though. I think it might be one of the only few sixes I got on here.
Yeah, mango's that low, huh?
Mango. I mean, I think it should come in the pack, though. Mango and the blue, not just by itself. Number 8, I got Kobe 2s, but the Prelude that just came out. That Kobe 2 Prelude might be the best Kobe 2 that ever released, all right? Because Kobe 2.
That's the kind of like that.
That like grayish, color, right? It looks like smoky, whatever. Yeah. That's the best Kobe 2 that's ever released.
They suck. Well, that's all right.
Number 7, I got Kobe Grinch 6, which I don't want to even put that on my list, but I have it on here.
Wow.
I'm sorry, number 7. And then number 6, I got Kobe 5 Stage 2 Big, but I want it as a pack. The black and the white together. I think those are fire. All right.
Wait, you mean Big Stage? You said Kobe 5?
Yeah. Are there a Stage 2 Big?
I don't think so.
Yeah, whenever it is. Those ones fire, the black and the white pair. Jay, what you got? Number 5.
All right, number 5, I got the Kobe 10. Oh, no, sorry. Number 5, I got the Kobe 8 Mamba Curiels. And
That's Ryan's grill.
I love that shoe, man. Like, I know that they had the Kobe 11 Mamba Curiel.
I think those are better.
It looked close, but I like that. The 8s were classic, man.
I think I like the newer one better than the old ones.
No,
number
the
4.
The swoosh on the toe box like the cleats does.
Yeah,
it looks just like the cleat. It's so sick. It looks just like the soccer cleat. Number 4, I got the Kobe 10 Oreos.
Kobe 10 Oreos. I don't even know what that looks like. You got those, Ryan?
No.
It's all dark. It's like a dark gray upper fly knit.
They're all right. They don't. I hated the sole.
I don't love that model.
The model wasn't whack. It was the material. I don't know. It's okay. Did you talk about the HTM version?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the HTM one was all right.
Kobe 3. Number 3. Kobe 11 Elite Low Fade to Black Pack.
That's fine.
That's the one that immediately.
Okay, so that's I actually like that one more than the 8 version.
Yeah,
because it looks more like a casual shoe. Like there's no, you don't see that fly wire and stuff. So yeah, I like.
You're talking about Kobe 3, right?
No, Kobe 11.
Oh, 11.
Them joints had no business going for $1,000. No.
Oh, I know, right? Like they're still going for like $800. It's crazy.
Yeah, that was the game we watched at. We went to that sports bar and Kobe was balling.
Yeah, 60 points against Utah, man. That game was insane.
What else you got?
Number 3, I got the Kobe 6 Grinch.
It's about right.
Eh. Number two.
Thank you, George. Number two, I have the Kobe 9 Elite HTM. So you mentioned the multicolor one.
I've got it as 10.
But I like the dark gray Flyknit.
Wrong one.
Nah.
I mean, I like the multicolor one too. I have them both on there. I had that one as a split.
And what's your number one?
Drum roll.
And my number one, the one that I wish I bought when I had the chance and I never did, was the Kobe 9 Beethoven.
Kobe 9. Is that Beethoven. High or
low? Low.
Wait a minute. That's not that boot, is it?
Oh, the...
No.
Michael Jackson one? The moonwalk? The purple one?
That wasn't Beethoven. That was called Moonwalk. Purple.
It's the Moonwalker one. Different the Moonwalker one.
Oh, you're talking about the black and white joint. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. You think those should be retro later on? Well, I guess.
Those joints are fire.
Oh, no. They're super dope. You can't find those for retail right now?
No.
Oh, really? Oh. I remember when they dropped. George, what you got?
Thought it was simple.
Oh, simple. What you got?
Number five, Kobe 4 MVP, George Martin, pick one, black or white.
Bing, bing, bang, boom.
Number four, Kobe 6 Grinches. Number three, Kobe 5 Inspector Gadgets.
I think that's the Shannon Brown one. I think it's the same one, right?
Maybe. I think it's so. Like
Throw It Down or Inspector Gadgets.
Oh, yeah, that's the same one.
Number two.
Those are tight.
Kobe 4 Four Rings.
Oh, yeah, that one's tight.
And number one, my favorite Kobe of all time, the Kobe 4 Carpe Diem.
That's your favorite of all time?
That's my favorite Kobe. Carpe Diem.
You own it, though.
I own it.
Yeah. Kobe 4.
You want it to retro.
So I can buy more of it.
Oh, God.
I'm hooping it.
I had that one as my number
six. You should have already hooped it when you bought it. That was the best hoop shoe that came out.
I don't even know how I feel about Kobe 4s anymore.
The outsole on the 4 was the best Kobe outsole, too. That shit's super sticky to the floor. All right, number five. You put the
sticky on your
ankle insurance.
What you got?
Kobe 5, big stage, but the white, the home. I like that better than the black one. The black one, the like laser, it was tight too. Prominent or whatever. Number four, Kobe 5, Miles Davis. Can't believe I sold that shoe. Mm. Yeah, you put that as your like favorite
one of my
shoe
favorite
of all time.
Shoes of all time. But I don't think it would if it came out. I think it's set. It wouldn't.
It doesn't matter. Are you gonna buy it if it comes out?
Yeah, but I won't buy any of these if they came out. Smoking them. So
yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Number three, Kobe 6, Barcelona Mango, not the blue.
Eh, that's way too high.
No, it's not. Number two, Kobe 6 Grinch. And number one.
Way too high.
No, it's not. And you guys already know. Well, at least Greg knows what my number one shoe is. Kobe 9 HTM White Gum.
You love those.
I do.
Number five. Kobe 8 Elite Black and Gold. One of the fire shoes of all time. Number four. I got Kobe 4 Gold Medal Olympics. I don't know how you guys don't have Gold Medal Olympics on their Kobe 4s. Number three, I got Kobe 5 Ashton Martins. Nobody had an Ashton Martin Kobe 5
on picked
there?
That Shannon Brown one instead because they're similar, just has blue. It pops better.
Number two, Bruce Lee Kobe 5s. Fire. And number one, honestly, my number one, I put Kobe 4, 5, 6, and 8 Nike ID. That's all they should do. Make a Nike ID out of it. I don't need them. Actually, they shouldn't even retro any Kobe. They should just do all Nike IDs
on
Kobe's.
Contrary.
Why not? Nike ID are better than
I'm not
than
saying you're wrong, but you want to do this topic. So
well, I'm saying, what's wrong with that? So, anyways.
By the way, Greg, the Beethovens, those low top 9 Oreos,
right.
Those on StockX, size 10, $430.
Nah, they could eat my shorts. I'm surprised nobody had any Laura Marians or any Aces on there.
I thought about putting Aces on, like the 5 is my favorite.
I thought I was doing a 5 or a 6. 6, I could have understood an Ace or a Laura Marian or whatever they considered back then. Is there anything else? Nothing else, anybody? Appreciate Jay coming on.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Hope you had a good time. I know it was earlier there, so appreciate you coming in, being on this episode with us. Got a little updated China. So
happy 1 year. I wish I could pop some Dom with you guys.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it. Well, we didn't even pop any Dom. We popped the cheapest stuff that we found in the...
No, you!
Well, we popped it.
Season 2.
Sunday, Desert Showdown will be in the building. Oscar, the intern, is here. Appreciate you coming through. I think he might be asleep. is there anything else?
That's Sneak This.
Awesome.
Damn. Dang, he even said that's a sneak diss. Stealing all my stuff today.
I always say it right after you.
He said that's a sneak diss. What are you talking about? He went over the top of his list.